B-Pod Studios.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday. It is October 14th, 2020. And before we start with our day in 30 seconds, I wanted to give everybody a little PSA.
Okay.
Something that doesn't interest Loren at all. Probably not Nicole, but Roy and I are into it.
Oh, is it involving airplanes?
I was just about to ask that.
It involves the air. If you look up this morning while it's still dark outside.
It was really clear.
Earth and Mars are separated by a mere 39 million miles.
I like astronomy.
You like astronomy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just not into airplanes.
Well,
unless it's taking me somewhere.
Moving furniture under the moonlight is hardly astronomy, Lorraine.
But it's so beautiful.
It is. Anyway, Earth and Mars are separated by 39 million miles. It's their closest pairing. It's the closest we'll be to Mars until 2035.
Okay.
Okay, so is it like super orange outside?
The red planet will look much brighter and much bigger. So have a look at it before it gets light out.
I legit came out my door this morning and looked up and was like, wow, it is really clear out. Like, the stars were, I mean, maybe it's because it's rained the last few days. I was like, this is so nice.
When you think when it rains, because there's been clouds.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? It's less dusty?
No. No, it was just nice to see after seeing rain for 3 days.
What's that?
That text was going around my family text chain last night, and my cousin lives in New Jersey, like in the suburbs. She goes, and I can just read how she said it. She's like, we can't see nothing up here with all the lights, you know. And we're like, oh, down here in North Carolina, we got a good view.
Mm-hmm. Last night, I think I walked like in total 7 miles.
It was
a huge walk.
Good for you.
But I saw Jupiter clear as day.
Nice.
Yeah, so I was enjoying that.
That's the one with the storm, producer Nicole.
Big
constant storm swishing. Yeah.
And then when I was up in Virginia, when my mom was in the hospital, the International Space Station flew over, like right over the house.
And you could see it.
And so I, of course, went outside to watch it fly over. And my sister's like, you sure that's not a plane? I'm like, no, I know what a plane looks like. That's an International Space Station. Meanwhile, my nieces are like, Uncle Roy, can I blah, 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 blah? And I'm ignoring them. And
hush now.
And everyone's like, all right, this is a big moment for Uncle Roy. You just let him have, let him have his 15 seconds. It's going to pass.
Yeah.
I'm all excited for the space station.
Well, it is kind of cool.
That's like the thing about being a parent, too, right? The 15 seconds that you actually want to yourself.
The kids were wanting me.
Yeah.
Uncle Roy!
Look at this! You look back up, it's gone.
It's like the minute you go to the bathroom, the kids want you.
Yeah.
And you're sitting on the toilet and there's like 5 kids around you. And 3 of them aren't even yours. And you're like, what? Can we get the neighbor kids out of here, please? All right, what'd you do yesterday, Loren?
So my day in 30 seconds has nothing to do with what happened yesterday and everything to do with what happened, what I woke up to this morning.
Oh.
And I texted you guys in the text chain and I said, are we in a Mercury retrograde? Because I had someone reach out to me that I literally have not talked to in 12 years.
Mm.
And the conversation first started off like really sweet. Like, hey, you've been in my heart lately, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Like, maybe he's reaching out to me because I just had the babies or whatever. And he's like, I need you to help me get a reality TV show. What?
Well, how could you help someone get a reality TV
show? Thank you.
Well, we know the producers.
Yeah, but it's not like
that. I was like, I am so flattered that you think that I have this like big media career where I have access to producers of TV shows and everything else. I was like, I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, where maybe half the population even knows my radio show. Like, okay,
right.
I can't get you a TV show. He's like, well, just ask around and help me. And I'm like, dude, it doesn't work like that. And first of all, you don't even have an idea yet. You just want a reality TV show. You like the idea of that, but you have no, like, I want it to be about this. I want to call it this. This is the cast. Like, you are so pre-shopping anything. How would I help you? And if I had access to that, Don't you think
just so we can tell him this?
No, no. We got to call him like and be like,
pretend like we're producers.
Oh, yeah. My God. You should. Yeah. You should totally do it.
And come up with like a real like weird name.
Yeah.
And then every time he wants to do something on a show, be like, yeah, we don't want to do that. What about?
Right.
You guys should totally call him. But I'm like,
we're
JJ.
We're going to do a reality show where someone marries a whale.
I'm like, JJ, don't you think if I had access to that, I would be on a reality show?
I know. Did you tell him that there's no money in it? That you literally don't make money in reality
TV. I think he just wants the fame of it. But I'm like, that's what you hit me up at 4 o'clock in the morning for?
Wow. Hey, how are you doing? This is a gymnasium from Searchlight Productions.
Oh, hey, Jim.
Gymnasium, spell it. N-A-S-I-U-M.
Okay.
We understand you're a hot commodity. Yeah, we'll do something.
Yeah, we heard from showbiz superstar Lauren. And,
he's like, well, help me shop it. I'm like, dude, I have two babies, a husband, a career,
a blog, a podcast, a radio show. I'm searching for a new au pair.
Yes, I'd love to help time. You.
I'll tell you what I did yesterday. I drove out of here with Frontline Hero Lives Here signs, thanks to our friends at Window Nation for helping to sponsor these signs. We had a couple left over. I guess we got more in the order than we needed. And I dropped them off at the hospitals yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
And so if you're heading into like Pineville, you'll see one. If you're heading into like CMC Maine, you'll see one. I put one at Levine Children's Hospital.
Nice.
The CMC Maine one was tricky, though, because I had to hold up traffic to do it, because I kind of, Roy, you would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like since I'm doing a good thing, I could do whatever I want. So I literally just parked in the right-hand lane on Moorhead and put the hazards on, popped my trunk open, and cars had to go around me as I posted the sign in the ground.
We do the same thing because we've adopted streets here in Charlotte, and we do the same thing whenever we go clean the streets. Mm-hmm. We don't follow rules.
Yeah. You'll go around my car.
Yeah, we're like, hey, look, we own the street. Our name's on it.
Right. Although I think both streets with our names, the Meanie Roy and Lorenz Show, are gone.
Oh, really?
Well, I think
the signs are gone because of construction and...
Well, we ain't cleaning it until you bring it back, Charlotte.
What about you? What'd you do yesterday?
You know, yesterday was a very lazy day for me. Because I did, as far as taking care of the house, like, I refused to cook. It was a leftover day. Everything was the same. It was boring. Nothing big.
Yeah.
But you walked 7 miles.
I did walk 7 miles. Great. Physically, I was moving. But I was like, God, the last thing I want to do is pull out a pot right now. I do not want to. And I don't want to spend the money on food.
Interesting phone conversations or anything?
Yeah. You know, I had a couple bourbons, talked with some friends last night. But
good. All right. Well, we are loaded today. We have so much to do. We've got to dump them or date them at 8:05 this morning, which is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Teachers don't go anywhere at 6:20 this morning. We're going to tell you why you shouldn't badmouth a student while you're still connected to Zoom. And up next, if you're not sure what you want to be for Halloween, we're all going to ask our Siris, because Siri is here to help us decide what we should be for Halloween.
Great.
All right, we'll do that. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday show, and we are excited to be with you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, we are the Andy Roy on the Red Morning Show on Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1.
All right, now, everybody should be gearing up for Halloween. Even though we're not trick-or-treating this year and there's no Gravedigger's Ball, we should still have a costume, but you might not know what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you ask Siri, supposedly she'll give you some funny answers. Who wants to ask their Siri first what we should be for Halloween?
Go ahead, Lorraine.
All right, I will. Hey, Siri. What should I be for Halloween?
A what?
Lorraine.
Sorry.
She hates
we're doing a radio show.
I know, but...
Do it again. We couldn't hear.
Hey, Siri. What should I be for Halloween?
Roy, why don't you go?
She's not working with me. Okay. She hates me.
Yeah. I have a better question. Why don't you shut your trap?
Pretty much. She answered me the first time, but was on silent.
She said, skip it. Hey, Siri. What should I be for Halloween?
Grab a barber's apron, a chalkboard, and a chef's hat, and be every parent in 2020. Want to hear some sinister stanzas? Yeah. Say, read me a Halloween poem.
This article said that the hilarious answers
read me a Halloween poem.
Vampire in the night. From his castle, taking flight, turns into a flying rat. Look out for that well-dressed bat. Vampire in the night. Stepping out to grab a bite.
See, this is why Google and Alexa's better than me.
Hey, Siri, what should I be for Halloween?
Just wear a big arrow on your shirt and find a Mandalorian to stand next to. So when they say, this is the way, there you are.
Not bad. Thank
should
you,
try
Australian
it again?
Siri. Oh, yeah, because it went so well the first time.
Hey, Siri, what should I be for Halloween? She's not even answering me now. Forget it. I hate this phone.
What's yours, Siri?
I have a new one.
Let's see. Hey, Siri. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, hold on.
What's wrong with you guys and your phone?
It was locked. Hey, Siri, what should I be for Halloween?
Draw a calendar on your shirt with, like, 300 days on it. And your March.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. Okay, Siri made up for it at the end there.
That's pretty good.
All right, quick break, Roy. When we come back, we got to let the teachers know why you shouldn't talk bad about a student when you're not sure you're not disconnected from Zoom.
Okay. Let's discuss at 5. Don't go anywhere.
This is Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, listen up, teachers. We all know that sometimes your job is frustrating, just like anybody's job. But you're dealing with students, and students need to be talked up, not down. And that's not the case for two teachers in California, Roy.
Yeah.
We have the lights off in here, and Roy can't see the story a lick.
Yeah, I got it. Anyway. Okay, so a pair of high school teachers.
There you go. That's the one we're looking for.
Okay. So they were caught speaking negatively about students while in an online virtual class. They called one of the students They would have a field day with me. Technologically illiterate.
Say that word?
They called the students technologically ill.
Lauren, how do you say that?
I don't know. Now that he said it bad.
Technologically. Technology.
Technologically.
Stop saying it wrong so I can think.
Technologically.
There you
technologically.
Go.
Holy crap, these teachers would have roasted me.
It's not even 6:30. I might pee my pants.
Oh,
man.
So.
Why don't you give that story over to Loren? Because
they're making fun of the kids, saying that they are impressed that a kid can record a TikTok, you know, saying, oh, it's only one button, yet they can't figure out all the technologically advanced things with the classroom.
Were these teachers suspended or anything, I wonder?
You're going to make me continue to read the article in the dark?
Maney read the article, and he's leading right down the path. Maney, did they get suspended?
I think they did, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the two teachers were suspended because they technically spoke bad about the student while still on Zoom, and everyone heard it.
Sorry, y'all. We turned off all the lights so we could see Venus and the stars.
And the lights aren't back on, and Roy can't read.
And I can't say technologically.
It felt cool. I thought we were gonna do like a Halloween show, and then
910 texts in and says, "And you went to Harvard? Oh my God, Roy! Listen, I am dying."
Listen, they don't require you to speak beautifully there. They just require smarts.
With
Maney,
Roy, and
Loren
on
KISS 95.1. We quit looking at the stars. We now have lights. We can read what we're going to talk about.
What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about our friend Loren, Roy.
Yeah, you said there's something that everybody hates that I love, and well, I can't wait to hear what this is.
We know you love this, and we found this online. A lot of people don't love the little furry animal that climbs trees and gets in people's attics that you love.
I love squirrels.
There is a whole thread on Reddit. Why do you hate squirrels?
How can you hate a squirrel? They're cute. They have bushy tails. They're like my spirit animal.
They get into your attic. They scurry around at night. They chew your crap.
They're squatters. Destructive squatters.
Yeah. Someone says, I love them, especially when they're squished in the road.
Oh, gosh.
That's rude.
That's a little much.
Someone said they are way too interested in moving into my house, and I'm not looking for any roommates. Reasons why people hate squirrels, the most beloved creature in Loren's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big-tailed rat.
Every season they destroy my flower beds.
Now, I will say they did destroy my garden this year. They ate all of my tomatoes.
But that's okay, because they're cute.
Exactly. I'll forgive you.
Someone says their willingness to die for their cause, which leaves me with a sense of guilt. They leap in front of my moving car, and they'll do whatever it takes to get the nut. let's see. They steal pizza crust and bagels from my garbage cans and bury them in my yard. They also make my dog bark nonstop. Mm. I hate squirrels.
See, we don't have a dog, so.
My dog killed a squirrel once.
Recently, right?
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, we had it.
That good service dog of yours.
Yeah. She felt like I was being attacked, so she protected.
Loren loves squirrels. Here's a Reddit thread on people that hate them. They're just rats in cute outfits.
They are just rats with big tails.
Well, if rats had bigger tails, I might be into them.
Someone said, you know, I never minded squirrels. In fact, I thought they were cute until an entire family decided to quarantine in my kitchen walls back in April and May.
Yeah.
$3,000 in extermination bill later. Thanks, squirrels.
See, we have like a whole tree shed in our backyard, and we have, I don't know, probably 7 to 10 squirrels living out there.
And you love it.
I feed them.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, when we hit the end of the chip bag, I take it outside and I sprinkle it under the trees for the squirrels to come and get. I enjoy having my coffee on a Saturday morning and watching the squirrels play.
Why do you love squirrels so much?
Don't know. Truly just think they're my spirit animal.
Okay.
We're getting a lot of text messages, too, from people who share either a love or hate for squirrels. I didn't know it was that. I just thought this list was funny for you, Loren.
Someone said
squirrels are really cute. They were my sorority's mascot.
Somebody said I have a pet squirrel and they're amazing. They're so loving and sweet.
They are?
And they always want to be, they always want to touch you.
They do?
Like they want to cuddle on the couch?
Yeah.
They move so quick. They jerk their heads and bodies so fast.
Right. And how do you catch them to become a pet? Person who has the pet squirrel, call us 704-570-9595.
I think you have to get them when they're babies to have them be like domesticated.
Well, I know up in New York, the squirrels come right up to you. They don't give two craps about humans up there.
That is true.
But they get fed.
Yeah.
Someone says, 803 says, my husband and I rescue them and rehab them and release them back outside. 336 says, I break for squirrels.
That's a good bumper sticker.
980 says, good morning, guys. I love them too, Loren. It's Nancy from Harrisburg. So, I mean, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to make all the squirrel lovers mad this morning by this Reddit thread of people that hated squirrels. Someone said it is pumpkin season, and the squirrels love pumpkins. They'll eat the pumpkins. Now, here's a safe way to keep the pumpkins away. I Googled it, and I found out.
Pumpkins away?
I'm sorry, the squirrels.
Okay.
You take vinegar and pour it in with some water and on a spray bottle, mm-hmm. and then spray your pumpkins, and the squirrels don't like it.
That's a good idea. I was going to say cayenne pepper.
But then it smells. No?
Wouldn't vinegar smell?
I would think vinegar would smell over cayenne pepper.
Oh, vinegar smells good, though.
Why is every, like, home remedy involves vinegar? Have you noticed that? They're like, clean your refrigerator with vinegar.
I don't know.
Everything's with vinegar.
Vinegar's bad. It's like Coca-Cola. They say, if you have a nut that you can't get off of something, put Coke on it, and, like, the acid will eat the nut away. That's crazy. I drink that. You know,
imagine what it does to your insides.
I think they love it because I keep wanting more.
Honestly, you said a long time ago, Roy, that what was your family remedy? The thing that your mom always said.
Always swore by mustard for everything.
You put mustard on it.
Yeah. Like it takes magical pain stings away or something.
Put mustard. You got a burned hand? Put a little mustard on it.
Put mustard on it. Yeah.
Bug bite? Mustard.
Now it's vinegar. That's the new thing.
You need hair gel? Mustard.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
I hate to burst your bubble, Loren, before you get into that. We were talking about squirrels and your love for squirrels.
Yes.
And how much people don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
704 said squirrels are also very delicious.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Well, people go squirrel hunting.
So my dad used to go squirrel hunting. That's so bad. And maybe this is where my obsession with squirrels came from, because he used to go small game hunting, and he would shoot squirrels and bring me home the tails.
Oh, what a nice gift, Dad.
I am not even kidding you, and I would love that thing because it was so soft. I would, like, rub it on my face. I'm not even kidding.
Ew.
See, y'all think that I grew up in this, like, prim and proper, like, chateau household, no. And I did not.
No, we know you earned that.
Weren't you also a bird person?
I loved birds. Yeah. We had, like, 7 birds growing up. I was a crazy bird lady.
Can I just say the real Loren is really starting to form? Rubbing dead squirrel tails on her face, hanging out with birds.
Do you remember last week she admitted that she was the lice kid in the class?
Yeah, I know who you are.
Wow, all the walls are coming down.
You think you know me.
Nothing says, I love that in order for you to love squirrels, you experienced so many deaths.
Dead or alive, I love them.
Yeah.
I'm like an onion, you gotta peel back the layers.
All right, we're talking about what husbands need to do, specifically. They need to stop nagging their wives about specific things, Loren.
Yeah, we found a article on Your Tango, and these are the 10 things that you need to stop doing. You need to stop criticizing and nagging her about her spending habits. Eat, breathe, shopping, repeat.
Stop the list.
Do you like that was number one on the list?
Who wrote this? Every woman in the world?
Listen, just let her have a little win in life, okay? You have your own purchases. Maybe you have a monthly gym membership that you barely ever use. Just let her have the little win. The piles of clean laundry that are laying in laundry baskets and around the house. You have 2 arms and legs. Go ahead and put those away yourself if they bother you so much.
Oh. Does anyone actually tell their partner, hey, do the laundry?
Amanda does her stuff, and she also does the kids' stuff. Now, I will put Dean's stuff away, but Amanda doesn't like the way I put stuff away. She doesn't like the way I fold his clothes. Doesn't like the way I hang Ruby's stuff on the hanger. So, quite honestly, it does just sit there in the laundry basket and...
Does it bother you, though?
I mean...
You're not nagging her about it, are you?
I don't nag her about it, because I'm not putting it away, so...
Why do you guys, it's like a roommate. Like, why are you only doing your laundry and she's only doing her laundry?
Oh, I only do mine in Cash's and Elena's.
Why? Why do you guys separate it like that?
Because my husband is a princess, and he can't have half of his wardrobe in the dryer. So I just go, all right, then you do yours, and I'll do mine.
Wait, I don't understand. Just knock it all out at once.
We're on different schedules, different cycles. Like, I need stuff before she does, or vice versa.
Oh, you just don't...
But she'll be like, hey, babe, I'm doing jeans. Do you have any jeans? Like, babe, I'm doing whites. I'm doing underwear. Throw it down.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
I refuse to put anything in the dryer of Dallas's, though.
All right, hubbies, don't nag your wives about the laundry sitting around. What else?
The attention that she gives to the kids. For moms, the kids come first. They cannot fend for themselves. And sometimes you might feel like the third wheel. But you just got to get on board, because mamas have limited time during the day, especially working mamas, to love on their babies.
That's another one I get stuck with. I tell our marriage counselor
that you're more important.
Sometimes I feel like I'm last, and she says that
you are.
Well, I am, but she says it's important for the kids to see that dad is also first in the marriage. So when she comes home, we're supposed to hug and kiss in front of the kids.
Yeah, but you know what? You didn't come out of your wife. Your kids did.
Yeah, they're a part of her.
Yeah.
There would be no kids if we didn't meet, though, and if I didn't make the move and ask for her phone number. So technically, I was first.
You did so much.
All right, these are the things that husbands need to stop nagging their wives about. How much you hate the house. It's the house that you built together, and yeah, there might be some fixes around the house, but you can't complain about them because she takes great pride in them. The yard work. What do you want, a medal for mowing the lawn once a week?
Yes.
I love this article.
Well, but husbands don't nag their wives about yard work, right?
No, but they come in and complain about it, that they had to do it, that they that was so stressful for them that they, you know, have a million other things that they could be doing.
I'm sitting down watching Cobra Kai, and my wife's going, "You should be doing something." I go, "I mowed the yard this morning with my ride-on mower that I borrow from my neighbor every time."
Yeah. Some other things that you shouldn't nag your wife about is your day at work, especially if she's a stay-at-home mom, because just because you were out in the workforce doesn't mean that your day was less stressful. Being a stay-at-home mom is hard. And then here's something that I struggle with. Her obsession with party planning. No, she cannot just invite people over for a small gathering. It has to have a theme, colored plates, impressive Pinterest ideas with a food spread.
Oh, my gosh.
That's me right there. You want anything on this list? Dallas, stop nagging me about my Pinterest obsession.
Thank the Lord I'm gay. I mean, that just seemed like a lot of things.
A lot of that I'm guilty of, or was guilty of at one time, like nagging your wife about things, you know?
Yeah.
One of the things that we don't get in our house is like home decor. Amanda like doesn't like the same style I like, and therefore we just have a standoff and nothing happens.
We used to have that too.
Yeah.
And now Dallas is on board.
that's the way it goes.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
All right, it's simple, and it'll be fun. We want to hear from you guys at 704-570-9595. Text, call us, just fill in the blank. If my kids only knew blank.
Like a secret that they don't know, right?
Yeah, I guess. You know.
If my kids only knew we had hidden candy in the house, something like that.
If my kids only knew how much Halloween candy I steal from them after they go to sleep.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, like that.
My mind went somewhere else completely.
Well, if my kids only knew how...
My husband and I met.
Right. Yes.
Dallas and I met on my 21st birthday, and I will not be able to tell my children the real story.
I think it's sweet.
That I got Hammer Time drunk and threw up on him. Yeah, that's cute.
It shows that he was with you through the bad at the beginning,
and that we were in the Bahamas and all my friends left me with him. That's safe.
That's a good life lesson. Friends suck. Don't trust them.
I like the way Roy turned that around.
That I got thrown over a wall at a hotel and rode a luggage rack to my room because I was blackout drunk.
Right.
Yes, all of these things. Great stories.
That's a great life lesson.
Wait, so what will you tell Cash and Jax?
Don't know.
You're not there yet. You don't have to make it up yet. 704-570-9595. We'll have fun with it. If my kids only knew blank. Like, I think if Dean really only knew how low radio was on the showbiz totem pole, he might be shocked.
Clowns are above us. Then magicians.
We got invited to a listener's birthday party, and it said Moana characters and the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. We weren't even first.
No, Moana beat us. They were top bill. We were bottom bill. Listen, we're like your toothbrush. You use us in the morning, and then you forget about us all day.
The boy, that son of mine, Dean, he does love the radio show. I have got to record him every time we're in the car.
Yeah.
And there's like a lull in the action, and we're listening to Kiss. He loves listening to Kiss. He'll go, "Oh, Dad, I got another idea for you for the show."
Oh, he's producing your show?
He has so many ideas. He said every year that he gets older, he wants to come in and do, like, now he's in the second grade. He wants Roy to go up against Can't Be a Second Grader.
Okay.
And he's like, "We'll do that all the way up to, like, I'm a senior."
Okay, well, one year he's going to win. Yeah. And by the way, one day he's going to hate the fact that you work on the radio because you're going to talk about him all the time.
Yeah.
And then his friends are going to be like, "I heard your dad say."
I know. And and his teachers listen and the principal listens.
Yeah.
And so it's weird when I mentioned, like, yesterday how I have a backup plan if anything happens to me and my wife.
Right.
And then I have to go to the drive-through line today and, you know.
Or
the teachers would be like, "Hey, what's up, backup plan? How's that wife of yours feeling about that?"
Or the fact, like, I shot whipped cream up your butt, and then you have to go see the principal, and they know what you did that morning.
How you doing? Anything for laughs? Can I pick up my son?
All right, let's talk with Anonymous in Lake Lure. If my kids only knew what?
You know how your kids will ask you, "Mom, have you ever smoked pot?" And I can honestly say I never have. But they never ask you if you sold it.
Dealers aren't the users, man. Dealers aren't the users. Let's talk with Selena and Newton. You're on with the Mania Wine the Ram Morning Show.
Good morning.
If my kids only knew what?
If they only knew that I only knew my husband for a week before he moved furniture.
You know, made it a week?
I was about to say,
I'm just kidding.
That's a long time compared to most.
Was that the conception story, Selena?
Absolutely not. I was still in college.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Thank you. Only knew him for a week, and we're like shocked that she held out.
Right?
Yeah.
I've got a lot of text messages coming, and we got more phone lines open for you.
704-570-9595. If my kids only knew what.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All right, finish the sentence for us. If my kids only knew. 704-570-9595.
We're getting some text messages. 704 texted in and said, if my kids only knew, I count down the minutes until bedtime every single night.
Glorious 2 hours alone.
Yep. And then somebody else texted in and said, if my kids only knew that my mom, that their mom and I were really divorced and just living together because of them.
Wow.
That's a good one.
980 says, if my kids only knew I was a male escort a long time ago.
Ooh.
Okay.
Juicy.
Let's see. And you know what's so bad, parents? Listen, it's a judgment-free zone. Do whatever you want. Say whatever you want. A lot of them are smoking God's good green earth, and the kids have no idea. We're getting a lot of those text messages.
Yet they'll tell the kids not to do it.
Do as I say, not as I do.
704 says, if my kids only knew that mom hadn't fallen on the floor that time they busted in the bedroom.
Oh.
Let's see. Here's another one. I order takeout and pretend I cooked it.
Good for you. Smarter, not harder.
We had a neighbor who used to bring us cookies, my brothers and I. And my one brother went over to her house and swears that he saw her putting the cookies out of a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were sugar cookies and putting them onto the tray.
Mm-hmm.
And then like she would warm them up and then be like, hey, I just made these. And they were really coming out of the bag.
Okay, well, I've been done that. Some more things. I've used, you know.
980 said, if my kids only knew how bad they really were at soccer.
Oh, you praise them.
That makes me want to ask my dad what he really thought of my football abilities. Because I didn't know any of the plays. I didn't know anything was ever going on.
And wasn't he like a coach?
He was the coach, yeah.
I just, my dad was like such a tough love guy. I imagine my dad was like, Dana, just tell her how bad she is at T-ball. And my mom's over there going, no, everybody gets a trophy.
If my kids only knew how many toys I throw out. That's another one for me personally.
Okay.
Like when Dean's not around, we'll go through and do purges.
Why? Because you're tired of him playing with it? Or?
Well, he doesn't play with them or he gets them out once and then I step on it and the Matchbox car goes right in the garbage.
And he probably doesn't even know they're missing.
No, so many more.
Could've donate them.
Mm-hmm. If my kids only knew why their dad and I really got a divorce. A lot of sad ones, too. If my daughter only knew that her favorite drink has been replaced by an imposter.
Like what, the juice brand's different?
Oh, my kid would smell that out in a heartbeat.
This isn't Tropicana.
Yeah.
I want my Tropicana.
His attention to detail is precise.
That's good.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Well, it's number one hit music station, KISS 95.1. We are the Mandy Roy and the Ram Morning Show. It's such a bizarre story out of Washington where scientists captured a murder hornet. Now, 18 murder hornets have been found, and they were trying to destroy the murder hornets because murder hornets destroy honeybees, and honeybees are so important to the entire ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they decided for this one murder hornet to strap a tracking device on it and then release it back into the wild.
Okay.
And in hopes that maybe it would go back to other murder hornets.
And they could find more,
right? But the murder hornet somehow figured out how to get the tracking device off.
Smarter than the average human.
Yeah. and said they lost the signal. And so now we got another murder hornet out in Washington.
Holy cow. I mean, 2020, legit. Like, we hate you.
Uncle.
Yes.
I love the scientists thought that was a good idea. Yeah, let's put a tracker device on it. And then they're looking at the computer going, huh.
803 texted in and said, I live in York, South Carolina. I've seen several of those hornets. And
really?
They sound like mini Apache helicopters flying by your head.
Oh, I didn't realize they made it to the Carolinas.
Me neither.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh.
That might be not a murder hornet, but maybe just like a
scary hornet.
Yeah, attempted murder hornet. Yeah. There's a difference.
It's manslaughter hornet down in South Carolina.
Yeah, the murder hornets are on the West Coast. We have the less evil attempted murder hornets.
And voluntary manslaughter's flying around down in Charleston.
Now, here comes one now. Doc, it's one of those murder hornets.
Don't worry. I've dealt with a theft hornet. That guy is something you got to watch out for.
I hope that, like, National Geographic or somebody was filming that, you know what I mean, like for a documentary or something that we'll see on
Netflix. Tracking, yeah,
because I want to see the looks on everyone's face. We're like, kind of strapped up, bring it up on the computer. All right, here we refresh the page. Oh boy, I don't see him. Johnson, are you sure you let him go? Yes, I let him go.
Oh, man.
Or they're track, like somehow it landed on an ant. Yeah. And they're tracking the wrong thing for like an hour.
He doesn't fly anymore. Okay, listen, we got free Cheerwine for a year. All you have to do is beat Loren and can't beat Loren. Pop culture trivia is coming your way next.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, returning champ Nicole is taking down Loren and Can't Beat Loren.
Whoa, she hasn't even played yet.
Have a good few.
But I did take you down off of your longest win streak before. So
which question?
That Nicole.
That Nicole, yeah, sorry.
Nicole.
I got my daughter with me for extra help today.
Which question do you remember you beat Loren on that she got wrong?
I remember the first time I beat her, the question she got wrong. I don't remember the second time. But after I beat her the second time, you guys called me up the next day, and I played the contestant as, you know, I played for Loren as the, and beat the contestant
right.
The next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we remember. Okay. All right.
All right, let's see how you do today, Nicole.
Let's do it, Loren. Get to stepping, girl.
She's so nervous. We got the two-time champ.
Yeah. Nicole, the two-time champ.
All right, Loren is out of the studio.
All right, Nicole, here we go. Last night was the premiere of Claire Crawley's season on what dating show?
The Bachelorette.
Niall Horan is the latest artist to return to the stage for a special live stream. He got his start in One Direction, but what talent competition show was responsible for putting them together?
X Factor.
Steve Jobs' company says a 5G phone is coming. What company is that?
Apple.
Question 4. Shawn Mendes is giving fans a peek into his life with a new documentary coming to the same streaming service that has shows like Stranger Things and Ozark on it. What network is that?
Netflix.
And the 2020 Billboard Music Awards air tonight. And the host is the same superstar who started her career winning the first ever American Idol.
Kelly Clarkson.
That's an easy 5. Oh.
I know. Come on.
I'll give you a harder one. You ready? The 2020 Billboard Music Awards air tonight. And this person is hosting.
Kelly Clarkson.
There you go. Very good. So smart. All right, come on in, Loren.
Man, Loren's making her way back in.
I just want to say that my husband and daughter are obsessed with Cheerwine, so as soon as we heard the prize, I was like, I have to call.
Oh, okay. Well,
Nicole, did you just say you love Cheerwine?
Yeah, she did.
My daughter and my husband are like obsessed.
Well, okay. Maybe you'll take her down again. We'll find out. Loren, got them all correct, so we're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end, but I must warn, it's kind of easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's the nail in the coffin.
That's the kiss of death for me.
Last night was the premiere of Claire Crowley's season of what dating show?
The Bachelorette.
Niall Horan is the latest artist to return to the stage for a special live stream. He got his start in One Direction, but what talent competition show was responsible for putting them together?
X Factor.
Steve
Jobs. Don't try to count shut me down right away.
That was a quick three.
Wow.
I play by the rules.
Whose side do you think they're on today, Nicole?
Always the listener.
Manny, Roy, and Nicole.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs' company says a 5G phone is coming. What company is that?
Apple.
Question four. Shawn Mendes is giving fans a peek into his life with a new documentary coming to the same streaming service that has shows like Stranger Things and Ozark on it.
Netflix.
Question five. The 2020 Billboard Music Awards air tonight. Who is the host?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
I
took out the clue. And she still got it right, Nicole.
48.
I know.
Nicole.
That's good that you knew that.
You always do a great job, though, clearly.
Thank you. I'll call back in 30 days. Okay.
That's right. The rules say you can't play for 30 days.
Yeah. All right, yeah, Nicole, let's hear it.
My name's Nicole. I beat Loren twice, and now I've tied her like two or three times. So good job, Loren.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks for playing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
All right, dude, what is going on in your world of friends that you said you have a friend that does something and we all probably have a similar friend?
You know, it's a friend I grew up with, and he's such a humble bragger.
There is an art in the humble brag.
Oh, and it's so obnoxious and annoying. And this is the guy. Remember back when people would wait... wait hours in line for the new iPhone. Mm-hmm. Remember when that was a thing? You'd camp out just to get the new iPhone.
Yep.
Well, he would do that, but the way he would tell you, he'd be like, oh, my feet are killing me. I waited in that Apple line for like 14 hours in Greensboro, and I finally got the phone. It's so cool, though.
So that was his way of telling you that he had the newest technology.
Yeah, newest technology. Mm-hmm. And he would always be like, oh, gosh, I just got back from my cruise to the Caribbean. I need a vacation for my vacation.
Oh, yeah.
He would say those types of things, and then that made you go, oh, you were on a cruise? So what? How was that? He wanted to talk about himself, but he brought up...
He complained.
Complained. It was like the struggle to get there, and it was so annoying.
What do you got going on this weekend? Don't even ask. My boat dock is a wreck.
Your boat dock? Yeah, dude. My dad... Got a boat.
Yeah, and they try and make it like it's not a humble brag.
Like it's a problem.
I mean, right, yeah, like it's a problem.
It's just as annoying as the one-upper, you know what I mean? The person that's always trying to one-up you. Humble bragging is just right beside that in the world of what's annoying.
Now, the one-upper thing is something that I'm guilty of doing, especially with you guys. But I feel like since I'm the oldest on the show that I, instead of it being a one-upper, I have a similar story that might go a different direction than yours. And usually my direction is way more savage than yours was. Like Roy will say, I remember one time I got back at a teacher for doing something and I'll go, oh, bro, that's nothing. This is my arena, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to be a one-upper. I just want to share my story because I did something similar. But yeah. Like I said... Going to school in the 80s and the 90s was like, you know.
Well, you're so annoying. That's so annoying.
I am annoying, aren't I? I worked with a one-upper, and we had to tell her off the air. We're like, you can't. It was when we worked in California, and she lived in L.A. for a while, and she was friends with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she thought she was.
She was the name dropper?
She was the name dropper.
Oh, gosh, that's annoying, too.
The name dropper. And it was not even a good thing. It would be like, so this girl I know... cleans George Clooney's pool. And she told me that Clooney and, you know, his wife or whatever at the time were arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, but we're not even talking about George Clooney. Like, right. Why are you bringing that up?
Fit it into the conversation.
Luckily, we live here in North Carolina where you can't do much name dropping, you know. Not too much, at least, unless you're friends with Cam. Well,
I was going to say, Manny used to be a name dropper.
Oh, yeah.
He would Cam.
Yeah, he would name drop Cam's name all the time.
There might be some truth to the fact that Cam moved to Boston because of me.
Yeah, dude, you freaked him out. You were like a stalker.
Told you were clingy and needy.
He told me that in our interview because he never stuck around here. He would always end up in Atlanta on the off season. I was like, bro, you call Charlotte home, chill here with us.
He called you needy.
Or the time I rode the elevator with Michael Jordan.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Here we go. Another name drop.
Oh.
You know what? I'm starting to realize you have all these horrible traits.
Shut up, Roy.
Oh, gosh.
I live life, bro, and I share it with you.
You're a humble bragger, name dropping one upper, the worst human.
You just have a way of summing things up.
Yeah, you did get to ride in an elevator with Michael Jordan, and he knew your name.
I'm sorry, that was the coolest moment of my life.
If I was in the elevator with Michael Jordan, I'd be like, gosh, you're tall.
What's your name?
You ever think of taking up basketball? And Michael Jordan would talk about that on The Last Dance, his, you know, documentary. One time, I'll never forget, I rode the elevator with a guy who didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
When we first met Cam Newton, when Roy first got here to be part of the show.
No, I had no clue who that guy was.
And it bothered Cam.
Well, because you could clearly tell he's an athlete, because he's very built, you know, and he's tall. But, you know, I thought it was a big deal for him to meet me. How you doing, Bud Roy Brown? Nice to meet you.
Didn't you do that to Luke Kuechly, too?
Yeah, Luke came by my apartment complex, and I don't know why he was there. But I also, that was another one that at first I didn't know who he was until we started talking. It was right around St. Patrick's Day, and I was telling him what I was doing for St. Patrick's Day. Let me tell you my plans. I host a radio show, and we're about to go do an event.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm Luke. I'm a Panther player. And
that's so cool. When we lived in Memphis and I worked in Memphis, you know, that's Justin Timberlake's home. Mm-hmm. And so radio show, I worked there. My co-host Riley was all freaked out about Timberlake mm-hmm. coming on the show. I go, freaked out. She's like, aren't you nervous? I go, no, we're giving him like 10 minutes on our show. He should be thankful. You kidding?
We're so egotistical.
The way you got to look at it. You think Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon get nervous?
Yeah, but
yeah, I do sometimes.
When they're interviewing like a huge celebrity?
Yeah, they do. They do. But I want to remind you, we just did a segment this morning on how radio shows are like the bottom of the show business barrel.
That's true. Know? Well, good news. 704 texted in and said, oh my God, y'all make me laugh so hard. It makes my drive to work so much better.
Well, don't brag about it.
And another 704 says, I haven't listened to the show in months just because I disconnected from social media and I needed a mental break. This is my first day listening back, and I'm so glad to hear you guys are in good spirits. You guys are the best.
Hmm. Happy to have you back.
Yeah, welcome back. I do like the idea of social media breaks. I wouldn't be able to do it, but I would love to do it.
Humble brag right there. That was a humble brag.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right. It is time for Datum or Dump'em. Brenda and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us what happened on the date, and we'll try to help you and the radio family as well. We'll call in and try to tell you if you should date them or dump them.
Okay. Okay. Well, so this is actually my third date with this guy. I really like him, actually. We went on the third date, and he picked me up for dinner. He's got a really nice car. I think his name is Gavin, and he has a really nice car, and he told me it was like a Mustang. Anyway, it's really pretty. Mm-hmm. It's fast and loud.
Brenda, stop. Wait, hold on a second.
You're so hung up on the car.
Are you? No, she just sounds so sweet and innocent. Like, it's just like, it was a car. It had doors and some wheels. And
it was really cool.
If the vehicle impressed you, I can't wait to hear how the next 4 hours go. Let's see what happens.
I'm just trying to set the scene for you.
All right. Okay. So it's a fast car that he picks you up in. Okay.
Okay. Well, after he picked me up, we turned on the main street, and the weirdest thing happened. He started to, like, panic. He was, like, all paranoid, like, immediately once he turned on the main street.
Okay.
I mean, he turned to me and he said, like, stay calm. Like, we had just, like, robbed a bank or something. And I was so confused. I was like, what's going on? And this has never happened to me. He admitted to me that he has some warrants, and he gets like really nervous. He told me like the warrants are for parking violations and 2 speeding tickets that he didn't like pay on, and he showed me the paperwork, and I'm like,
oh,
were you guys being pulled over? Like, what warranted that all of a sudden?
No, I mean, like, maybe maybe he saw like a cop car that I didn't see or anything, but we like, as soon as we were like on the main drag, he started just like, till it went pale.
Oh, he for sure.
Thing.
He for sure has a suspended license, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
something
that would make sense. I should probably ask one question.
I can't get over Brenda and her sweet voice, and like, I think you're over your head with this guy. Like, you're not a Mustang girl.
But it sounds like you know you need to dump him.
I mean, like, I've never been involved with anybody who is like, you know, like wanted, like,
right?
Yeah, a bad boy.
Have you ever seen the movie Bonnie and Clyde?
But this is probably like new and exciting for her. She's never probably dated a bad boy before. Ooh. Maybe she wants to experience it.
He's got parking violations. Oh my God! Watch out, Fonzie.
Brenda, do you like the fact he's a bad boy criminal?
I mean, it's not like my favorite thing. I really like him, but I just like I've never experienced anything like this, and I'm just like, I know y'all will give me good advice. Like,
well, first things first, get some money for so you can help him post a bail, because he's going to get caught one day.
Well, can we ask some more questions, Brenda? Like, what happened after you turned on to the main street? Like, how was the rest of the night? Was he just panicked, like, because that main street has a lot of cops on it? Like, did the rest of the night go okay? Did you kiss? I mean, we need more details.
Like, it went okay. Like, as soon as we parked at the place, like, he became, like, the Gavin that I kind of had, you know, I've been into for the last
704 texted in and said that the car is clearly stolen.
Oh,
that's a felony stop. You get in handcuffs for that too.
Oh no. Well, I mean, like, I don't, I'm okay with handcuffs, but like, not with police.
You love dating this new bad boy. You love it. I can tell.
What is going on here, Brenda?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think it's the kind of handcuffs you want to be in.
I thought I had you figured out as a nice little innocent young female, but
always,
now
it's always the ones you least expect.
Did he wear a denim jacket that night or a leather jacket?
No, it's a little too warm for that. But
I'm part of a gang called the Snakes, Brenda. I'm tough. I don't know. What do you guys think? 704-570-9595. Date him or dump him. He acted really strange in the car after he picked up Brenda and said, I have a lot of warrants. I have parking tickets and what else?
And speeding tickets. That he showed me the paperwork.
I mean, is that enough to not date someone that you really like? Could there be shadier stuff behind it? That's the only place my brain would go. But then my first thought is this guy's not for you, Brenda. You're more of like a, you know.
Go ahead. What, an accountant kind of girl?
Safety, security?
Yeah. Like you want to ride in like a BMW or like a Mercedes or, you know, a Ford Escort. I don't know. You don't need to be picked up in a
Ford
Mustang.
Escort? Discontinued car. So I guess my only thing is that if you're only wanting something short term, some fun nights, go have some fun nights. But long term, if this dude can't go saddle up his criminal record and take care of business, he's not going to be saddling up other things in his life. He's going to have a lot of loose ends that he's not dealing with.
I would also probably drive your car to wherever you're meeting him, because if he does get pulled over and this car is stolen, Roy's right. You're going in too.
704 says dump him. He will get you in trouble. Yeah, what's the thing that, what's that saying? You are who you associate yourself with?
Show me your friends.
Show me your friends. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Thanks, Grandma Joan. When'd you get here? My grandmother used to say that to me all the time growing up.
Said what?
Tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you what you are.
Yeah. okay.
Let's bring in Jessica from Chester. Jessica, you're on with Brenda. What did you want to say?
Hey, I think it's crazy. First of all, my initial response was no, but then the more I was like, well, she's clearly really feeling this guy. And I was like, well, if she sincerely would be, like, considering being invested in this relationship, that she would say, get your act together, settle yourself, show me that you can be, like, serious, mature, responsible, because all of those things, if you're looking for a relationship with someone, you want a stable partner. Clearly, he's unstable. So if she did want to continue pursuing that relationship, for him to get his act together first, and then secondly, I would be really sketched out. Like, I don't feel like I could trust someone that had that many skeletons in their closet, and I would be questioning, what else is he hiding?
That's what somebody else texted in, Jessica. Good point, that he wasn't nervous about the warrants. He was nervous about the drugs in his trunk.
Yeah, there's definitely more to it for him to just, like, sue someone or catch a glimpse of an enemy. I don't know. It's just bad vibes all the way around. I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
614 said to get a background check on him.
It's not a bad idea.
Don't you do that anyway?
Yeah. Let's talk. Let's bring in Leanne. Leanne, you're on with Brenda and the Main Roy in the Rim Morning Show. You were kind of in the same type of situation as Brenda?
Yes. So I didn't know whenever I met my husband, when we started dating for probably the first few months, that he had warrants because of speeding tickets and he lost his license. So when I just was like, okay, well, whenever he told me, I said, let's just pay them off. Let me look at them all and make sure. And I went with him to go get his license.
Okay, so you kind of like led him down a good path, Leanne. You helped guide him a little bit and cleaned it up.
Settle it up.
I just said, let's just pay it off. Let's just, we're done.
Because like, with parking tickets and speeding tickets, at worst, like, weekend jail, right? Like, at worst,
weekend jail?
At worst, clean up 485 or 77. At worst, you're on the side of the highway.
You know what I mean? It's not like you murdered anyone.
Yeah, 453 texted in and said, oh, you only live once, Brenda. Ask God for forgiveness on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Someone else, 540, says maybe this was his way of making the date exciting for you. Like, maybe he made the whole thing up. I don't know, Brenda. He doesn't sound like that terrible of a guy to me. I just don't know if you're going to vibe with someone who drives around in a fast Mustang. Like, because once he's going to start doing donuts, you're going to be pinned to the seat and freaked out.
And they should be giggling, having a great time.
Maybe. Right, advice?
I mean, I say date him. See where it goes. Just drive yourself to wherever you're going.
All right. There you have it. Most people are texting and saying, stick with him. You only live once. You can't find anybody else in this town, so you might as well date him. And then somebody else texted in and said, if you don't date him, they will. So
I think you should always experience a bad boy in your life.
How shocking. I would have not expected, if we were going to talk to someone who discovered their first date was a criminal, everyone would be like, yeah, stick with it. See where it goes.
All right, Brenda, good luck. Thanks for calling, and thanks for being on Date Him or Dump Him, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
All right, you got it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, we are the Mandy Moore, the Brand Morning Show on Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1, where we go woo. Woo.
We could also white girl woo, don't forget.
I'll just whip out a boob.
Oh. There's a lot of things there.
I literally am so mad that I ever said that. I'll just whip out a boob. Good. All right, so moving right along. You guys know how deceptively easy the claw machines are. You know what I'm talking about? At an arcade.
Yes.
Where you have to pick up the toy and it gets dropped in and you win a stuffed animal or whatever. It's the claw from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy who called the police after he lost at the claw machine 200 times in a row. Now, I would ask myself, I'm sure the same thing that you are. Why would he call the police after he lost 200 times in a row? Well, he thought that it was unwinnable and that it was a fraud and a sham. So the police came and actually asked somebody else at the arcade to try to win a prize.
Really?
The guy tried 300 times in a row and also did not win.
I mean, what are they spending on this?
Right.
Like, the claw machine that we play at Hawthorne's Pizza out there in Ballantyne, my son wins all the time. It's pretty easy.
It's like 75 cents to a dollar every time you play.
I was going to say, I think it's at least 50 cents.
Yeah. So anyway, at that point, after the guy who worked there couldn't win, they moved on to the manager. And he was finally able to bring up a prize. So the police, of course, could not do anything.
Okay, what police is this? And how come there's no other crimes? Like, what? Like, right. They spend hours playing. You know what that officer wanted to do is play the claw game. That's all he wanted to do.
This is probably in some country or Florida. It's either in a foreign country or Florida.
Both are crazy places.
It is in Japan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder. See, some of those claw machines have good prizes, though. Like, you can win an iPhone.
Right.
But you never win them.
No.
You never win anything anyway.
Well, Dean wins all the time.
Yeah, my buddy Randy wins quite a bit.
Randy. You talk about Randy like he's this Olympic hero.
Dude, he can win the lottery and win the claw machines. I don't know how he does it.
Just a lucky guy.
And then I ask him, what do you do? Like, what's your trick? Like, what do you look for in the claw? He goes, I will it to happen. I'm like, screw you.
You figured out the secret of the universe.
You don't.
If you were going to be an expert at one game, what would it be?
A game?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, think back to your childhood. Did you ever play video games?
Duck Hunt.
Okay, it's not a bad answer.
Yeah, I like Duck Hunt.
What about you, Roy Boy?
Oh, I'm already pretty good at Mario Kart. I don't know.
I was good at Pac-Man. I was really good at Pac-Man.
I wouldn't mind being better at claw machines, because people do get really excited when you win.
We should get one in here. Producer Nicole, find us a claw machine.
I'm literally not.
What?
She's like, with all my spare time.
What? Why?
I mean, it would be fun to have one in here.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, and while you're at it, bring a pizza parlor in here. Can you do that?
You know, Nicole sits there and goes, I'm definitely not doing it. But if we had one, she wouldn't get off of it. Mm-hmm. She's so competitive.
Nicole, what if we put snacks in there?
Yeah, how come it can't be like one of those cool companies that have all the fun games for their employees?
Don't even ask. My friends at Detroit at the radio station there have ping pong tables, video games.
What?
You know.
All right, Nicole, you are loved by management. Go ask them for a claw machine.
Oh, that'll work, really. That'll work for me.
I'm just happy to have a job, Nicole.
See?
Suck up.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
No, my parents always crack me up. And my dad's always good for a story on the radio. So yesterday, I went over to their house. And my dad, I told you, he's so old school. He gets Netflix by mail.
Yeah. I'm still shocked they offer that service.
Me
they
too.
They still do. And to my dad's defense, they do offer more through the mail service than they offer on demand. Like okay. Through the app or, you know, with the streaming service. You can get more movies. A lot of stuff's not available on the streaming service that he wants to watch.
I guess I could see that because they buy the rights to it. So then if they had a hard copy, they get to keep that hard copy mm-hmm. where things roll over on the actual app.
Yeah, and it's a lot of movies and stuff that aren't available to stream because they don't want to fill up their library with nonsense, you know. So my dad loves nonsense. He watches black and white cowboy movies. It's the worst. So my dad's like trying to go through the TV yesterday, and he's flipping through it and he's like, hey, Steve, my first name. Did they still make the TV guide? And I go, I don't even know, Dad. No, I mean, you guys get the newspaper. That's the last written thing that I know about that gets delivered to the house. And I don't know. Can you check on while you have your computer open, Loren, and see if you could still get the TV guide? Because my dad's birthday is October 25th, and he wants the paper magazine TV guide, Roy, which you probably know nothing about.
No, I mean, I used to read them at the doctor's office, and that's it. And my grandma's.
It used to be in the 80s and the 90s, you didn't know what was coming on TV because we didn't have the digital guide that we do now.
Well, do you remember they had the channel that you would watch and it would slowly move and you had to wait for the channel that you'd won? Remember that?
Yep.
That was the first nail in the TV guide magazine's coffin.
Bang, I got good news for you. TV Guide magazine still exists.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All seven people's keeping it in business.
You can get a year, 52-week supply for $19.95.
Now, the TV Guide...
So cheap for a whole year.
Now, the TV Guide was cool, Roy, because not only did you have to go there to find out what was on TV in the 80s and 90s, but what my dad likes about it that he doesn't like about the guide now mm-hmm. is that he can fold down the pages and mark the stuff he wants to watch.
Like dog-ear them.
I said, Dad, there's a digital way to do that.
DVR.
If you see you want to watch something, hit the record. I don't do record buttons. I said, Dad, if you want to record air disasters on Smithsonian Channel that's on at 8 and it's only 5:30 in the afternoon, go to it, slide over like this, and you would have thought I was trying to teach him how to change out an engine in a car. He was like, what are you doing? Slow down.
What does he do if there's two things on at the same time he wants to watch?
Oh, he watches one.
What?
Yes. Oh, he'll choose, but he wants the TV guide so that he could see the time the stuff is on. Now, I'm curious because the old TV guide only had to keep an eye on like 50 channels maybe back in the 80s and 90s when it was popular. And now it's like 250 channels. He's not going to know how to read it.
It's going to be a book, like an encyclopedia too, because you know they do the articles as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do your parents do anything old school still?
They still go. Listen, I know a lot of people still do this. A lot of people. I've just moved on from it. I'm a little ahead, but my parents still are doing the Redbox all the time. And I'm like, oh, just do it from your TV. He goes, no, it's cheaper to do it this way. I'm like, yeah, but you're at your home. You could just download it.
Does the with the Redbox app at home, you mean? Or just
he drives to like CVS.
No, I get that. But what are you saying that because can't you get stuff at Redbox that you can't get at home?
No, I can get just about any movie and TV show and rent it through Amazon TV or my Roku or.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get just about anything. Just rent it right there on your screen.
Yeah, it sucks that you have to return it. Then you forget about it. You got to rewind the tape. What about you, Ren?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure my mom does some old school stuff if I really think about it.
I mean, your mom's like 38. What's the difference?
She can't use an iPhone. She really can't. She had her phone on Do Not Disturb for months, and I kept calling her, and I'm like, why can't I get a hold of her? So then I figured out that it was on Do Not Disturb, so you know if you call like three times, then you can finally get through.
Right.
And she's like, oh, you're the first person to call me in a really long time. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, because your Do Not Disturb is on.
How about just like writing a grocery list? Like, to me, that's old school now.
Oh, I do that still.
Yeah, I do that.
You tell Alexa, she puts it on the app, or tell your Siri, and she'll put it to your list.
I don't trust it.
Well, look at you two old schools.
I don't trust Tesla, those cars. A friend of ours has a Tesla, and they tell me stories about how they let it drive. They went across country. They did a whole cross-country trip from North Carolina all the way over to California, and the Tesla drove the whole way. I'm like, I would not trust that at all.
And at one point, they were both in the back seat. All right, what is it that your parents do that you consider old school? 704-570-9595.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Jerk 'em
up. We're talking about what old school things your parents still do. My dad, not only does he get Netflix by DVD, which I talked to you about before, but I found out yesterday that he now wants the TV guide because he doesn't like using the digital guide to figure out what's on TV. And then, Roy, you brought up the memory of when you used to have to go to that channel. What was that called?
We called it the TV guide, but it's not the TV guide.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what we called it. But it was like channel 10 in my house, and you'd put it on channel 10, and you just wait and try to see when you're in the show you wanted and be like, okay, Nickelodeon's on 47. Okay, let's go. Let's click it.
It would slowly scroll.
Mm-hmm. So you can read what shows were on.
Well, I remember my grandfather, who's now passed away, is like, slow that thing down. I'm like, Grandpa, it's going to start going backwards if it goes any slower. We're getting so many text messages from people who have a lot of old school parents. 505 says, my mom actually goes into the bank to get money out. That's pretty funny.
That is funny. It's been a while since I've been inside a bank.
Roy, on line 10 is Molly.
Hey, Molly.
Hi.
All right, Molly, your parents are kind of like my parents. They're old school, and they don't like using what?
They don't even have debit cards.
They use paper checks?
Yes, I think. And one time they wanted a red box and tried to borrow my debit card.
This thing doesn't take cash.
I don't trust it. It's going to steal my identity.
See, my dad thinks a debit card is like a credit card. He doesn't understand that it just comes out of your account and you're using it basically like cash. Now I think he might understand, but when I used to pay for stuff, he'd go, no, don't put it on the credit card.
My grandmother used to keep money literally under her mattress because she did not believe in banks.
Yeah.
You know, even my parents aren't even old, but they still, I think, are very skeptical of debit cards and credit cards. They were skeptical of Amazon. They called me and they said, Amazon's giving my information away because I got in a mysterious $100 charge. And I said, Amazon's a pretty safe place to shop. I think it'd be really big news if accounts are being hacked on Amazon.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine, like, right. The Amazon's the culprit. Come to find out, it was just their Amazon Prime renewing, and they didn't know that that was a thing.
Yep. Molly, when you go out with your parents, do you pay because it takes forever for them to do the cash?
No, they always have all this cash. I'm like, why? That just sounds dangerous.
I know. I walk around with $40 bucks in my wallet, and I start thinking everyone's going to jump me.
Let's see. A lot of people say they still, their parents still write paper checks to pay for stuff.
Your wife writes paper checks.
She pays bills that way, mm-hmm. but that's the only way she can stay organized.
Okay.
Now I will say I do not like the auto draft because I don't like you just pulling money. Like sometimes I need you to take the money on the 15th instead of the 20th and vice versa.
Yeah,
you know?
Does your wife balance a checkbook?
No.
Okay.
No, she looks at the, banking app for that. This is a good one. 704 says, my mom still hangs clothes on the string outside the house.
Well, some people like that. My parents like their stuff air dried.
They hang it outside?
No, they hang it throughout the house. You walk through the kitchen, you look like you're walking through a store.
You know, dryers are just like an American thing, right? Like when Elena, our au pair, came here from Italy, she had never used a dryer before.
Really? They just air dry?
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
704 said, my dad refuses to use Google Chrome. He insists on using Internet Explorer and having Yahoo as his homepage.
Yahoo.
It's hilarious.
How is Yahoo even still around? Ask Jeeves tanked.
I don't know. Yahoo's got some good stories sometimes. They're very clickbaity.
Yeah.
You know? So, all right. We got a lot more to do, including an article right off of Yahoo, Roy. The most stolen cars in 2019. Okay. We'll get to that coming up after 9. It's Maney, Roy, and Loren.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
You know, we every year give you the Hot Wheels report, and it ain't the toy. It's the hot sheet that the police have.
The gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah, the vehicles that are always stolen. And this year, for 2020... The list that's making the top of the stolen vehicle list is a Ford pickup.
I feel like Ford's always on the list.
Are they just easy to jimmy?
So, Meany isn't completely wrong. I think the most, the number three most stolen vehicle is a Ford pickup, 2006 Ford pickup.
Oh, so it's on there twice.
Yeah. It won it back in 2000.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so Ford pickup's doing it again. Number two on the most stolen vehicles, Honda Civic. Number three, the Chevrolet pickup. Then,
I mean, if you want to move, don't steal the car. Just ask a friend who has a pickup if you could borrow it.
Number four, a Honda Accord. Tons of Hondas get stolen.
Yeah.
They're on, for previous years, they're on here 4 more times.
I have 2 friends in South Florida that both had a Mitsubishi Eclipse, like the convertible,
yep.
And it had been stolen and broken into more times than I could tell you. Over 3 times.
It got stolen and they got it back?
They kept getting the same car.
Oh.
So they would go out and just get the same car and it would
get stolen?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That same person was messing with them. That was an ex.
And 2 different people, but the same kind of car.
Do you know anybody who's had a car stolen, like, recently?
Mm-mm, not recently. Dallas, I can't remember what kind of car it was, but when he first moved to Florida, he had this little red car that got stolen, and they found it in a lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, but nowadays, it has to be harder, because before, you could just, like, mess with the ignition switch, right? But now it's like all keyless, push start. How do you steal that?
I got a button pushed now, you know what I mean? And your fob has to be near it or else it won't start. I don't know. Maybe that's why the 2006s are a hot item.
Maybe
that was the last time there was no button starts.
Can you hack a car?
So yeah. What? So, but if you're going to be a criminal that's smart enough to hack into a vehicle, can't you use that mental capacity to do something else?
Yeah, or else
what,
you
like
got to
steal a Tesla.
Maybe
you got to go. First of all, you got to go kidnap the geek squad from Best Buy. Then you got to drag them with you to go steal a car nowadays, and they're going to be too slow. It's a whole operation.
Oh man, the most vehicles were stolen in 2006. By the way.
Ever?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Well, what's up with 2006?
It's a bad year for cars.
I don't know. Was that the year they were doing the clunker cars program, or is that later? Remember clunks for cars or something?
I know cars for kids.
What year is your car?
2012, I believe.
No.
Nobody's stealing that Ford Taurus.
No. He's left the doors open, the keys in the console.
I can't give it away. I can't give it away with how many issues it has. Do you guys want some more? Or are you done?
I mean, give us an SUV. Is there any SUVs on there that were stolen?
I'm surprised that Jeeps don't get stolen more often because they've got the rag top on them.
Yeah.
Jeeps, I don't see a Jeep on here, and I really don't see an SUV. Is a Honda CR-V an SUV?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, that's on the list at number 10, the last thing. 10,094 Honda CR-Vs were stolen.
Roy 828 said it was called Cash for Clunkers. They remember what you're talking about.
Oh, thank you.
My brother's Jeep got stolen in Chicago years ago, and it got stolen out of his parking garage, which, by the way, was 24/7 surveillance. Like, there was a guard there.
Great guard.
The guard must have been in on it because the car got stolen, and the cops called them a few days later. They found the car like on the west side of Chicago, and it had been used in like some weird activity, but there was blood all over it.
Oh my gosh. Well, now in the security guard's defense, how does he know that it was stolen?
Right.
He could have just seen someone driving away.
I guess not everybody knew who was driving what.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really weird. He took a pair of scissors to the rag top of the Jeep and then took forever to pull out.
All right, we'll put the entire list of the most stolen cars up at kiss95.1.com.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss95.1, the Meanie War on the Red Morning Show, live and local.
The absolute best drunk foods. Speaking of live and local, Roy, what's your favorite place to go when you're hammer time?
Oh my gosh, everywhere. I mean, we can start with the gym of McDonald's, right? They're mm-hmm. great. Chicken nuggets and burgers in the middle of the night. You can go to Libretto's Pizza. Five Guys.
Ooh. Well, the reason I asked is we found a list of your favorite drunk foods.
Okay.
Five Guys is not on the list, but that's a good one. McDonald's was.
Yeah. Because Five Guys isn't open at 2 a.m.
Some of them are.
Mm.
I've been to some of them. It's like 3 a.m.
Of course, pizza's on the list. You said Libretto's.
Yeah.
Is Chinese food on the list? Because I love eating Chinese food when I'm drunk.
Who goes to a Chinese restaurant at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Good point. I take that back. If
Hangover.
It's in my refrigerator, I will eat it and pull it out and like eat General Tso's chicken at like 1:30.
Some of the favorite drunk foods are buffalo wings.
Okay.
Tacos.
Yeah, I like that.
See, I prefer those two not drunk. I want to enjoy them.
Wendy's.
Yeah, burgers.
Yep. And then the breakfast foods all kick in for the favorite drunk foods. IHOP, Waffle House, Denny's.
I told you cereal. I'll eat cereal.
That, dude, do you know how weird that is that you would put milk on a stomach full of alcohol?
Yeah, but like after drinking and like if you haven't eaten anything, all of a sudden like a nice big bowl of honeycombs.
Oh, that alone would make me puke.
Honeycombs?
Fruity pebbles?
You
yeah.
start with honeycombs.
I just bought honeycombs the other day. I was super excited about it.
I like honeycombs, but I don't like them with milk. I only like them dry. I know.
You guys are.
You don't like honeycombs?
No.
Who doesn't like honeycomb?
You probably like Smackers too, don't you?
Sugar Smacks?
Yeah.
Yes.
I eat that Kashi cereal.
Okay, Loren's the worst. You gotta get your digestive tract.
My dad adds raisins to Raisin Bran.
Hey, you know what's not on the favorite drunk food list? And it's one of my favorite drunk foods? Are pizza pockets.
Pizza pockets are great. I haven't had those since I was a kid.
I know, but they're so good when you come home and you're like, oh my God, Pearl's out, my drunk alter ego. And she's just rummaging through things, going, I just got to eat something.
Pizza pockets.
Here's a direction for pizza pockets. Heat up pizza pocket, eat pizza pocket, burn top of mouth, throw pizza pocket in garbage, swear it off.
Yeah. I get all the way up to the throw it away. I'll burn my mouth, but I'll continuously eat them.
What about like loaded French fries?
So loaded fries didn't make the list. Loaded nachos did. And then disco fries. Do you guys know what that is?
Yeah, that's a Jersey thing.
No clue.
It's mozzarella fries and gravy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's talk with Joellen in Hickory. You're going to say one of the restaurants I love. What is it?
Cookout. I love Cookout when I am like, totally drunk and... Everybody else in my group does too.
Because it's so good. You get a whole big tray of food. It's the only place I know where I can get like a burger, corn dog, and then chicken nuggets and then french fries all for like $5.
It's exactly. So cheap. The best tray is two quesadillas and chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I gotta try Cookout.
Oh, well, yeah. You
were so good.
You, yes.
Thanks,
yes.
Joellen. Let's go today, Lorraine.
We like. Have you been to Bojangles?
Yes.
Okay. Thank God. Okay.
We had one intern who was kind of a heavyset guy, and he goes to App State, mm-hmm. and he goes, "Hey, have you seen a picture of me before I got big?" And we were like, "No." And he showed us a picture of himself, Roy. And why did he say he got big?
He got big because of Cookout.
Yeah,
it ain't a great commercial. Cookout got him in college.
Yeah, and I know exactly which Cookout he's talking about. It's the one right there on 321, right in Boone.
See, we didn't have Cookout like in South Florida. We had Char Hut, which I would assume is the equivalent.
Char Hut. Anything named Hut,
I try to avoid.
Except Pizza Hut.
I don't love Pizza Hut. It messes with my stomach.
Oh. Man, I do Pizza Hut about once a month.
I'll take Domino's.
Waffle House, 704, says y'all are missing the best drunk food. Waffle House. Well, Milk and Bananas, 704, says prevent hangovers and sickness.
Ooh. Waffle House made the list. Bananas I can get down with. The milk is what I can't get down with.
Back in my hometown, when we'd go do drunk eatings at the Waffle House closed, but they didn't change anything on the inside, so they called it the omelet shop. And so I'd be like, hey, let's go to the Waffle House. You'd arrive, and it's actually called Omelet Shop. But everything else inside is still Waffle House.
Same menu. So funny. They just white out the logo.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, we'll put that full list up, everybody's favorite drunk foods, kiss95.1.com.
Kiss95.1.
All right, Lauren, what's going on in Hollywood?
So I think we all thought that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry moving to the States was going to put this huge rift in the royal family that was unfixable, if you will. And there are rumors now that the family's stronger than ever. Oh, here comes Queen Mummy.
Hello!
Queen, welcome.
I'm doing the Queen wave where I just turned my hand left, right, left, right.
It's been a while since you've joined us here on the Me and Your Roy and Lorraine Show. Where have you been? I bet locked down because of the coronavirus.
2020 can kiss my butt.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, Queen Mummy, I'd like to know how you feel about these reports that Meghan Markle, Prince Harry... They've both been in touch with not only yourself, but Prince Charles and Prince William.
Everyone calls me all the time on my iPhone, too.
Oh.
Ring, 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 ring. You know, it rings different here in England, Roy.
Okay, yes.
Ring, 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 ring. That's how it rings.
Uh-huh.
And I say, hello.
Ooh.
And it's Meghan Markle.
Oh.
And she'll say, Mummy, I miss you. And I'll say, oh, Meghan, isn't that wonderful? Well, you shouldn't have moved to California then, should you have? Click.
And you promptly hang up the phone.
Immediately. And then I fall asleep.
Okay. Oh, that's good, Queen. Glad to see you have a lot going on.
Well, like I said, the word on the street is that the fracture in the family is mending itself, and they are getting along very well now.
Oh, by the way, Manny, you just missed the Queen. I don't know how you step out of the room and she calls.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Dang it. That's so crazy how it works out that way.
All right. So Kate Hudson, she was recently on Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop podcast.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about kisses in her career. And she says that she hasn't really had a best kisser. And even her kiss with Matthew McConaughey wasn't great.
No, I will not make out with you.
And I hate to tell you, Kate Hudson, but if you've had a series of bad kisses, you might be the common denominator.
I don't know. Maybe she's had just one really good kiss.
No, she said she hasn't had any really good kisses.
Ever?
That's what she says, at least not on camera.
I was an extra with her once on a movie, and we had a scene where I was supposed to kiss her, and here's her reaction.
Oh, my God!
Good.
Wow. She must have enjoyed it.
Fine, I'll use gum next time.
Ew. Okay, the Billboard Music Awards will air tonight. Finally, they were supposed to happen earlier this year. But Kelly Clarkson will be hosting. And Garth Brooks is being honored with the Icon Award. Now, Post Malone is leading the nominees with 16 nods in 15 different categories. And we'll just have to wait and see how this plays out. Because there's supposed to be a ton of performances. John Legend, Post Malone, Demi Lovato, BTS, Kane Brown. Well, the list goes on and on.
Dogface. 408 be there doing Dreams with Fleetwood Mac.
I don't believe so. Now, if you want to watch the 2020 Billboard Awards, you can do so tonight on NBC at 8 o'clock.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Loren. Well, that is the show. You can go to kids951.com. You can get the latest merch there. Also, we have the Battle of the Breweries for this month in October. You can vote for your favorite brewery. One's going to be selected soon. Just go to kids951.com. Goodbye, everybody.